Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 80. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows of aloft around 57. Tomorrow, high of 91. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Billy Joe Smith, age 57, of Newton, was sentenced to 72 months in prison for indecent solicitation of a child. He pled guilty back in July, and along with his sentence, he will serve a lifetime post-release and will have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Kansas Department of Corrections has been assigned to supervise Smith for the rest of his life. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, said that Americans should not expect a shutdown of the U.S. government, but without an agreement, some benefits may be affected, but some will not. Benefits like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security will remain unaffected by this government shutdown because they are funded separately. In regards to veteran benefits, health care and burials will continue at VA national cemeteries, and the VA will continue to process and deliver benefits to veterans like compensation, pension, education, and housing benefits. In the words of Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough,
it starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to FloydSells.com.
A new Kansas Supreme Court rule is requiring district courts to continue pandemic-era approach to make court proceedings publicly available. District courts are now required to provide proceedings that would normally be public, now through a live stream in a closed-circuit feed or recording. In other news, the teacher who brought the gun to a Ulysses Middle School brought the gun the day after an unrelated lockdown incident. The district superintendent, Corey Burton, spoke about the situation. Residents like Sherry Olson were concerned with the safety of the situation.
The gun could possibly be taken away from him by one of the students, and he and or the children could be in danger.
The police department has not been able to make a comment yet due to the volatility of the situation. Superintendent Burton says that Kepler Middle School is back to a regular routine after these events. Families in Emporia are helping to raise money to bring home the bodies of Linda L. Estrada and Amy R. Ford, two women who died in rural eastern Colorado. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Ahead of a scheduled visit to Grand Island, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and federal agencies have announced that Nebraska will be receiving over $15 million for railroad projects across the entire state. The project will be called Cornhusker Railroad Regional Connectivity Project. The funding is a part of a new infrastructure law which invested $1.4 billion in 70 rail improvement projects across 35 states and Washington, D.C., according to the Federal Railroad Administration. A Nebraska family is remembering a soldier identified 72 years after his death in the Korean War. Sergeant First Class James L. Dorrance was deployed in 2nd Infantry Division of the 8th U.S. Army. His nephew, just 4 years his junior, Ted Koskin, with his wife, talked about the situation Sergeant Dorrance ended up in. Sergeant Dorrance's remains had been identified due to DNA testing. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September. 10K Saturday. Earn points on your Seven Clans Players Card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings every Saturday in September. There's just more at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. More life-changing jackpots, more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. Highway 77 in Newkirk. Where the winners play.
Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage,
so if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab,
local storm damage, and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the Mid-America Network. News you can trust.
We're visiting with Ron Wilson, project coordinator for a remote online initiative. It's a remote work certification initiative through K-State Research and Extension. Ron, welcome. First of all, in a broad sense, what is this program?
You're right, Bruce. This is a certification program. It is an online class being offered by Kansas State University in partnership with Utah State University to provide 1 month online training for Kansas people to take this certification course on remote online work. So a person can enroll to take the class to become certified as a remote worker or as a supervisor of a remote or hybrid work team.
So you actually have multiple targets you're targeting.
That's correct, and multiple times. The North Central Regional Planning Commission successfully applied for a Network Community Solutions grant from Network Kansas, and that grant will support scholarships for people in targeted counties to take the remote work classes, either the remote work professional or the remote work leader class. And those are 1 month online classes, entirely online, with a series of modules that will train the person about how to work effectively in a remote setting. And then there's also a monthly interactive workshop. So in the space of a month's time, a person can earn that certification to show prospective employers or prospective clients that they are trained and, in fact, certified as a remote worker.
More specifically, what can a person expect from these online courses?
The remote work professional course covers content such as organizing your home workplace, organizing your workflow, online communication, cybersecurity, project management, tracking tools, metrics, reporting, and working as a team in a remote setting. So they're tools that have come in really handy in the aftermath of COVID, and we think they have benefit for Kansas citizens. The remote work leader class is more about a little bit of an executive level or an advanced course that deals with managing a team remotely. If you have some on site, some hybrid, some away, what's your policy? How do you maximize the effectiveness of the team in different settings?
So I think you touched on how the individual, how the employer can benefit. How about those that are interested in learning more?
Absolutely. I think it's very informative. And for the individual who wants to advance, to build their resume, to expand their capacity, I think the classes are especially useful that way.
Now, we're on a pretty tight turnaround, at least for the first classes, but again, this is a series of classes.
Exactly. The remote work leader class is actually only going to be offered 1 month during the grant period, the next 3 months. And so the only opportunity for the remote work leader class is actually during the month of November, I mean the month of October, and that deadline is right now. September 26, 27 is the deadline to apply for the remote work leader class. The remote work professional class will have I'll be offering classes in October and November and in January 2024. So there are more options with the deadline, you know, basically at the end of each month preceding the next month's class.
So if I will, this could benefit someone that is considering remote work or remote workers or someone that maybe is already doing some of these activities.
Absolutely. One of our remote work class graduates already is a person who had been working remotely for a long time in North Central Kansas. And she took the class and commented that it was helpful to her, even as a longtime remote worker, maybe some things that she'd kind of taken for granted. But she also learned about some new tools, and so she found it helpful. And certainly for the person who is looking to advance their own skills, I think this is a great opportunity.
Now, this is open to four residents in four counties, two of which are in our wheelhouse here. This is Marshall and Washington counties.
Exactly. Marshall and Washington counties, as well as Clay and Dickinson counties, residents in those counties are eligible for scholarships, which would cover the entire cost of the class. Anyone can take the class, but the scholarships are specifically available in those counties. It happens that the Hansen Foundation provides coverage in the western counties of the North Central Regional Planning Commission for this class, but those four counties on the eastern edge are not covered by Hansen. This grant will provide scholarships for people in those counties to take the classes at no cost.
So finally, I'm interested. Tell me how I learn more.
Yes, KansasRemoteWork.com is the website, which will provide more information for anyone who wants to take the class, and specifically for the scholarships. There's a link on that page where a person would make contact with one of our K-State Research and Extension staff members, who then will inform the person with the process for registering. But the best thing is simply to go to KansasRemoteWork.com and find the information there.
So in summary, anything I missed?
I don't think you missed anything. We hope that this is an opportunity for people who choose to live rural, who want to live in a rural setting, and I believe living in a rural setting has great assets, great benefits. And for that person who wants to live in a rural setting and access customers, clients, create economic opportunity in a distance setting, then we hope these classes will help advance those persons and create more opportunities for our rural economy.
Well, Ron, in helping with this, we'll provide a link on our website, KNDYRadio.com, or they can follow the earlier points that we led them to. Ron Wilson is project coordinator with the Remote Online Initiative. An Alzheimer's caregiver support group is being formed for Marshall, Nemaha, and Washington counties. An introduction meeting is planned Wednesday afternoon, September 27th at 1:30 at the Frankfort Presbyterian Church Dining Room at 508 North Kansas Avenue. The group is for anyone who is caring for loved ones who have Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. The meeting, about an hour, will focus on caregivers specifically, so please do not bring your loved ones. A trained facilitator will host the session. For more information, contact Skip McMullen at 785-799-4091. Again, this meeting Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 at the Frankfort Presbyterian Church. Delmer L. Uffman, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Delmer Uffman. Alberta A. Bertie LeCure, age 72, of Morroville, passed away Saturday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial at 12:30 at the Morroville Cemetery. visitation Wednesday from 1 until 7 with a vigil service at 7 at the Ward Funeral Home, Washington, in charge of arrangements for Bertie LeCure. Marjorie E. Marge Lau, age 85, of Greenleaf, passed away September 20th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marge Lau. Denise M. Torrey, age 63, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Denise Torrey.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Hi, my name is Todd Fry, and I'm running for Marysville Mayor. Our community needs cooperation, communication, and continuous improvement that benefits all its members. I've served on the Marysville City Council for more than 12 years. My agenda is Marysville. We need leadership willing to listen to all voices and address concerns with common sense, fairness, and decency. Marysville has challenges ahead, and it's important that everyone be heard. Let's work together and succeed together. I would appreciate your vote on November 7th.
Paid for by Todd Fry for Marysville City Mayor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Much warmer throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s, then staying clear into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still sunny on Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s. South winds still around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Still breezy into Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and mostly clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late September 77, record high on this date 97, the average low 53, and the record low 31. Sunrise this morning at 7:19, sunset this evening at 7:17.
If you have an autumn birthday, you may have to hit the longevity jackpot. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 27th, the 270th day of the year. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow has a birthday, and NBC's Tonight Show debuted on this night in 1954. Here's some fascinating news about longevity and your date of birth. Recent studies have found that a disproportionate number of people who live to be 100 were born in September, October, or November. No one is sure why. Some blame vitamin deficiencies during pregnancy. 100 years ago, fresh fruit and vegetables were hard to come by during the winter months. And another theory makes a connection between longevity and infant seasonal infections. A century ago, mortality was rapidly decreasing for infectious diseases, but most rapidly for summer infections. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Grab your friends, ATVs, and poker cards for the Blue Rapids Road Ramble September 30th. Registration begins 8 a.m. at the Community Center. Dinner and a poker card are $30 for ages 13 and over, while kids 12 and under are $10. Check out more on Facebook at Blue Rapids Road Ramble.
Buying a house?
Do things seem scary?
Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service knows the Creek Cardinals High School fall sports teams will be ready to dominate at this week's events and bring home the wins. From Nebraska Land Tire and Service in Crete, we pride ourselves in customer satisfaction and great service. Always proud to support our athletes and scholars. Twin Rivers Ford knows everyone can count on the dedicated Fairbury High School scholars to study, practice hard, and give it all they've got as the students participate in academic areas like speech, FFA, and the arts. Good luck and have a great time at Scholastic events this week. From Twin Rivers Ford in Fairbury.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. It is National Equipment Managers Week, and K-State has a big job in front of them.
Sideline trunks, the headsets, making sure all the jerseys are on pads, decaling helmets, touching them up, putting out their pants and their game cleats, their game loops, warm-up shirt that they wear for the period when they just hanging out outside.
That is Al Serby, K-State's head equipment manager for their football team, with just his weekly routine of making sure the team has everything they need. That audio courtesy of KSNT. Also in K-State news, head men's basketball coach Jerome Tang received an extension that will last through the 2029-30 season. This year, Tang will make $3 million and will earn $100,000 increase for each remaining year of the contract. Jerome Tang became just the 11th first-year men's coach to lead his team to the Elite Eight since 1996-97. Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Patrick Mahomes' ankle injury colored the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes' ankle injury was a big story during the Super Bowl run last year. And in the game against the Chicago Bears, where the Chiefs won 41-10, near halftime, it looked like it was about to happen again. At the end of the second quarter, with the Chiefs up 31-0, Bears pass rusher Yannick Ngakoue hit Mahomes' right leg, and the reigning MVP began to limp. He stayed in the game, but hobbled down the field as the Chiefs hit a field goal to close out the second half and enter the locker room 34-0. A scene reminiscent of the divisional playoff game against the Jaguars, Andy Reid had a conversation with his quarterback, telling him to get checked out, while Mahomes told him that he was fine. And after the game, Mahomes' right ankle is in good shape. And after 7 catches and 69 yards, along with the touchdown, Travis Kelce had a very special passenger with him. It was Taylor Swift. Allegedly, the two went out to dinner, and Taylor Swift paid for everyone's meals in the restaurants, but they had to leave Mid-America Network Sports. I am Felix Johnson.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on Key and EY, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on Key and EY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
Use bulbs, plant labels, or plant stems to help guide your cleanup efforts next spring. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Balloon flower, butterfly weed, and hardy hibiscus are a few of the plants that emerge late in spring. It's easy to accidentally weed them out during spring cleanup. Try leaving the stems of these plants intact until the new growth emerges. Unfortunately, many of us have accidentally removed these, too. Plant tags will identify the plant and mark their location, but can be unsightly. Try placing a colorful dowel rod, golf tee, or short bamboo stake at the base of these plants. Or mark their spot with bulbs. Plant spring flowering bulbs next to these plants to extend the bloom time and help prevent damage. Avoid tulips, crocus, and other bulbs the animals love. They may move or eat your marker before next spring. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Calling all heroes and villains to the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Come this weekend for cosplay in Canterbury. Show off your most creative attire at the costume competition. Shop at hundreds of unique boutiques. Feast like a king and be amazed by mermaids. 22 stages of live entertainment. A game alley and zip line. Come experience the magic. Weekends through October 15th. For details, go online to kcrenfest.com. Huzzah! The Kansas City Renaissance Festival.
We've all seen old-time pictures of mule trains packing supplies to some remote location. However, Stu Sorensen will tell you those are not always pictures from the past, but from the present as well. In fact, he's led many a mule train packing things as unusual as cement mixers and outhouses. His story is this edition of the American Countryside, and is brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. Founded by farmers nearly a century ago, they're committed to keeping us safe and protected. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. That's why we created short videos to help address those important topics. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where they'll help you see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Stu Sorensen can tell you a lot about Columbia Falls, Montana, and the past and present of this area around Glacier National Park.
I worked for Glacier Park for 11 years and made 8,000 miles of trails.
When Stu says he made the trails, he's referring to the process of keeping up those trails, a job in many areas requiring use of pack mules to haul supplies to reach the many areas far from roads. In the early days, he says there was a herd of 1,000 horses at Glacier National Park to pack the visitors.
They came in on the train and they got on horses and they had chalets and camps all through the park, day apart.
Most of those trails from a century ago are still in use today. And in Stu's career, he's seen all the miles of those trails multiple times. I ask him what was the most difficult thing to pack on his mules to repair the trails.
Oh, cement mixers were tough because the bowl was cast iron. And I put the bowl on one side and the motor and the frame on the other side of the mule.
Besides the cement mixer, there was another interesting item he hauled deep into the park.
Yeah, I packed two prefab out of houses at the Grand Park Chalet one time. The walls were 4x8 and the 4x4 roof was 5x5.
Those prefab outhouses helped overcome a persistent problem involving Glacier's winter weather.
And the avalanches would take the outhouses off every winter and fall into the bottom of the mountain. So they decided to build them prefab in the carpenter shop. And every year, spring, they put them up, and every fall, they take them down so that they didn't have to rebuild new ones every year.
And the most dangerous cargo? Well, that's easy. It was dynamite. We'll talk about that next time as we travel the countryside, Columbia Falls, Montana. I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a personal property auction for Don and Ruby Harmer Saturday, September 30th, 10 a.m. at 503 North 14th Street in Marysville. Selling at noon is a 2003 Chrysler Grand Caravan, front-wheel drive, newer tires, 75,000 miles. Tools include a 10-inch table saw, 4-inch jointer planer, a miter saw, portable air compressor, cordless drill, other miscellaneous tools, a Werner 24-foot fiberglass ladder, 14 and 24-foot aluminum extension ladders. They'll be selling 2 walk mowers, push mowers, 22-inch snow blower. Collectibles include 2-gallon Red Wing crop, a few pieces of Fiesta ware. Household items include dining tables with 6 chairs, glass front hutch, oval table with 6 chairs, chest of drawers, bedroom set, folding tables and chairs, and miscellaneous. This personal property auction for Don and Ruby Harmer, Saturday, 10 a.m. at 503 North 14th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Miniature cattle are becoming a popular way for acreage owners to raise their own beef. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. These livestock are cute, productive, and a great project for kids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The very first calf I raised in 4-H was a Charolais heifer named Mandy. I was 11 years old. Mandy was little when I got her, but she grew a lot bigger by showtime, and I didn't. Today, I see 4-H'ers and others with cows that come in a smaller package. They may look like baby bovines, but are actually full-sized miniature cattle. Campbell Barrett is a 4-H extension agent at Montana State University. He says the miniatures are typically classified as anything under 48 inches at the hip when full-grown. There are many breeds of tiny cattle, but he says among the most popular are miniature Herefords and low-lying Angus. Because they're smaller than their full-sized cousins, there are several reasons why these livestock are a good fit for a small farm or 4-H project.
Well, it takes less acreage, and also they eat less. And according to the parents and some of the breeders locally, they claim they're more efficient with the feed, meaning they gain more per pound of food than the larger frame. I can't find really a lot of definitive research to back that up, but that's their anecdotal experience. A lot of the parents claim that they're a little more mild-tempered.
They're easier on fences, equipment, and pasture. You can have 2 or 3 minis in the same space as 1 full-size cow. The meat from an animal that reaches a mature weight of 800 pounds versus 1,300 pounds also means a smaller freezer.
They have smaller portion sizes. You know, a ribeye steak from a miniature is going to be, if you're doing the carcass data, somewhere between probably a 7 and 10-inch, square-inch loin eye. So the larger ones are probably going to be between 9 and 16-inch, square-inch loin eye. So smaller portion sizes from smaller animals. I'm worried about nutrition.
Learn more about miniature cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Calling for you.
The other day, my family and I were working on a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, only to find that one piece was missing from the box. We were so bummed. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, in a lot of ways, that missing puzzle piece reminded me that no matter how purposeful you are when it comes to planning, sometimes things aren't going to go as you hoped. And it's in those moments when you take a deep breath and trust that God has a plan. It's also in those moments that I'm thankful I have an emergency savings fund in place for life's curveballs. As you know, the best way to deal with a financial emergency is to make sure you're prepared beforehand. You might not see a major car repair or a hospital bill coming, but if you have an emergency fund in place, you'll be in a better place to handle those expenses. Remember that God has a purpose for everything, so trust in Him during uncertain times and be prepared. You'll be able to live a more meaningful and grateful life.
KNDY.
For agriculture to be successful in tackling the climate change problem, it will need government's help. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Dan Glickman was Secretary of Agriculture during the Clinton administration. One of the roles he now plays is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. During a recent event sponsored by the center, Glickman talked about ways government can assist the agriculture industry in addressing climate change.
I think the focus is where it needs to be, is on the ground, helping producers design practices, work with the government and with the private sector on ways to grow crops and feed animals in a more sustainable way, producing less carbon. And that's an R&D focus. That's technical practices on the ground, technical services that the USDA is doing.
Glickman says an important aspect of agriculture's role in climate change mitigation is giving credit where it's due.
A lot of the work that's being done here is just profoundly important to all Americans. Now, it's got to be important to agriculture. If it's not profitable and if it's not common sense, nobody's going to do it in the first place. But beyond that, we've got to figure out what we can do to let the folks know that we're trying our best to make the world better, the water cleaner and the air safer.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at this hour. Corn for December, 483.5. That's up 3.75. March corn at 498.5. That's up 4. Kansas City wheat for December, 695.75. That's down 14.75. Kansas City wheat for March also down 14.75 at 703. Oats for December, 439, that's up 6. March oats at 453.25, and that's up 3.25. Taking a look at November soybeans, 1302.75, that's flat right now. January soybeans, 1322.5, and that's up 1.5. Let's take a look at cotton for December. 83.30 is your current price. That's up 12 cents. March cotton at 88.86, and that's up 30 cents right now. Taking a look at live cattle for October, 184.87. That's up 7.5 cents. It's pretty much been that way for a little while now. Live cattle for December, 188.30. That's down 17.5 cents. Feeders for September, 251.45, down $1.15. October feeders at 252.17. Now that's down $1.70. Crude oil for November, 93.63 per barrel. That's up $3.23. December crude at 91.35. That's up $2.57. Taking a look at gold for October, 18.75 and a dime. That's down $26.50. Silver for December, 22.74 and a half. That's down 45 cents. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustiac Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty F40, yeah. Can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65-325. Sale price 54-325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Ford for up to 60 months. 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined.
There will be a farm equipment auction for the Leonard and Larry Gross Estate Saturday, September 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 2665 O Road at Bern. Selling tractors, including a 2003 Case IH Maxim 130 front wheel assist with a Great Bend loader with grapple fork, a Case 1370, 2007 Case 420 skid loader with a cab, 2020 Titan tilt bed trailer, 20-foot tandem axle trailer, 5-foot rock bucket, 6-foot bucket with teeth, 2-prong bale fork. Machinery includes 200-gallon 3-point sprayer, 25-foot booms, back wing 21-foot shredder, gravity wagons, PTO generator, 15,000 watt, field cultivator, rake, a V-ripper, front mount cultivator, steerable plow, 3-point log splitter, zero-turn mower, Laris 4x4, 15 metal gates, high-pressure washer, an ATV sprayer, and miscellaneous. This public auction for the Leonard and Larry Gross Estate Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 2665 O Road, Bern, Kansas. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Have you updated your farm insurance coverage lately? Make sure you're protecting what you've built over the years on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Things you hope you never have to use, but it's good to know it's there if you need it. When was the last time you looked at your policies and made updates? There is so much investment in a farm, sometimes you forget to make sure it's properly insured. Kevin Leibold is an Extension Farm and Agriculture Business Management Specialist at Iowa State University. He says anytime there are major changes in your operation, assets, inventory, and vehicles, you should update the policies.
And don't forget the little stuff either.
You got a shop out there, you got your office in it, you've got a laptop in it, you've got a copy machine in it, you've got a LCD TV in it. You keep adding a little more pieces of this and that, and yeah, if you lost one of them, it wouldn't be a big deal at all because a lot of that technology gets obsolete fairly fast. But if you had a shop fire and the whole complex was destroyed, that might be an issue for some people.
On the flip side, maybe there are some things that don't need to be insured anymore. He says to look at the items on your depreciation schedule and see how it compares to your insurance inventory sheet.
If I've got old barns, old bins, do I really need to have them insured? Oftentimes, we'll go in on an estate and I'll sit with the widow and say, you know, you had your barn insured for $20,000. If that barn burnt down tomorrow, would we even replace it? Well, no. That machine shed, if it blew away, would we replace it? No. So oftentimes we can pare things down and save ourselves some dollars that way.
The most valuable asset on your farm is you. Take care of yourself by reviewing your own risk and coverage. I'm Jody Hinke. Read more about updating farm insurance coverage at agriculture.com.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at this hour. Corn for December, 483.5. That's up 3.75. March corn at 498.5. That's up 4. Kansas City wheat for December, 695.75. That's down 14.75. Kansas City wheat for March also down 14.75 at 703. Oats for December, 439. That's up 6. March oats at 453.25. And that's up 3.25. Taking a look at November soybeans, 13.02.75, that's flat right now. January soybeans, 13.22.5, and that's up 1.5. Let's take a look at cotton for December. 83.30 is your current price. That's up 12 cents. March cotton at 88.86, and that's up 30 cents right now. Taking a look at live cattle for October, 184.87, that's up 7.5 cents. Pretty much been that way for a little while now. Live cattle for December, 188.30. That's down 17.5 cents. Feeders for September, 251.45, down $1.15. October feeders at 252.17. Now that's down $1.70. Crude oil for November, 93.63 per barrel. That's up $3.23. December crude at 91.35. That's up $2.57. Taking a look at gold for October, 18.75 and a dime. That's down $26.50. Silver for December, 22.74.5. That's down 45 cents. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say Rusty Eck Ford. Hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty at 40, yeah. You can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 54325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Fords for up to 60 months. 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires.
After Hours Feed Supply offers Nutrina and EDM feeds for pets and livestock. After Hours Feed Supply has 22 all-natural, 25 all-natural, and 2810 urea tubs on hand. Check these out at After Hours Feed Supply. Bob and Georgina Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. There are many insects to consider when being around crops and livestock. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses the basics of blister beetles and why they are an insect that all livestock producers need to be watchful of. He first describes what different blister beetles look like and where they can be found.
There are many different species of blister beetles, and there are many different shapes, sizes, and colors. Probably the most common are the gray species, the black species, and then we have what they call a three-striped orange, black, gray, I don't know, whatever you call it, species, and those are the three common ones. Blister beetles have a very unique shape. They have a head that's a little bit wider than their neck region, and then they have kind of a bulbous or rounded abdomen or back area. Oftentimes, the abdomen will stick out behind the wings, so the wings look like they're a little bit short, but they can fly. They can fly really well. This time of year, they feed on broadleaves. They can be a real pain in a garden because they'll feed on tomatoes and potatoes in a garden, but agriculturally is really what we're worried about mostly. They don't really get into the sorghum field or the corn field, but they will feed on the edges in vast numbers on the pigweed or whatever weeds growing out there. And that's what gets everybody's concern.
He explains why people need to be vigilant of this insect for themselves and their livestock. The effects of blister beetles can have painful or even deadly results.
They produce cantharidin. Cantharidin is a characteristic chemical compound produced by the family of blister beetles. All blister beetles produce this fluid, liquid substance, and it oozes out in their abominables area. And if it gets on your skin, it causes instant blistering. So that's one of the problems with humans and blister beetles. The second problem may be a little more scary aspect of the cantharidin. If horses, goats, sheep, cattle, if they're munching around and they happen to eat a blister beetle, causes a serious reaction internally to that animal.
Whitworth says they can be controlled, but even when blister beetles are dead, producers need to be aware.
Blister beetles are not that difficult to control with proper registered insecticides. But when you do that, you kill them and those bodies drop down into the canopy or down into the crop. And so then if you pick it up later on, that cantharidin can still be there. You can generally just spray that little area where they're congregating in, and that'll take care of them.
That was Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on how to identify and manage blister beetles. There are many concerns with this insect for humans and livestock. To learn more, find the Crop Insects in Kansas book at www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Allie Nipper, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Hey, Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
See, the competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.